Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sunday is Mother's Day. Some people are, by definition, procrastinators and have not yet made plans for how they're going to take care of mom on Sunday, what gifts maybe they're going to give her or where they're going to take her, what they're going to do. Judy Ho, a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist and host of the Supercharged Life podcast, joins us. Always good for helping us figure out how to move forward with some of our personal shortcomings. Judy, thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Hi, Dave. How are you this morning?
Yeah, we're enjoying some of the best weather we'll get for this time of year ever right now, so we're all happy about that. And Mother's Day is a happy day, you know? It's a day where we get to reward mom, take care of mom. You know, the age-old debate that I see some people struggle with, though, is I know some moms who like Mother's Day to get away from the family and have like a mom's day out, go to the spa, go to the casino, go do whatever, you know, where it's peace and quiet. And if you have little kids, dad stays home and takes care of the kids or whatever. Others who say, no, all I want is my family. I just want to be around my family and everyone to be in a good mood. I guess you got to know what kind of mom you got, huh?
That's right. And I think that it's important that we directly communicate to our family what we really want. I mean, I think many people are shy to ask, well, is that bad? Everybody wants to come over, do something nice for me, and all I want to do is just have a day to myself. Well, just say that to your family. I know that it's easier said than done, but I think a lot of people, they beat around the bush. They're like, no, you don't have to do anything for me. I don't need that. And then you sometimes interpret that as, oh, no, she's just saying that because she's just being polite. So now we're going to throw her a surprise party. And then, of course, that is not actually what she wanted at all.
And then it's self-defeating because here you think, oh, we put all this effort into it. We tried so hard. Look what we did. And mom's like, I didn't want this. I wanted peace and quiet, and this is anything but.
Right, exactly. And you have to think about, obviously, you know, mothers. I mean, a lot of responsibilities. And sometimes you do just want to get away. And sometimes big family get-togethers, especially now that things are opening up more and people are saying, well, can we do that now? Is that safer? You know, sometimes there's pressure with that too, because you're still the mom figure of the family. And sometimes you just kind of sink into that responsibility role and you don't really get to relax. You're like cooking and cleaning and all of a sudden, is it really a party for you or are you just working again?
Yeah. So, yeah, I like the first thing you said, though. Ask mom. And mom, tell the people in your life who are taking care of you for Mother's Day what you really want. So ask mom what she really wants and then try to do that. You know, the pandemic has changed so many things and made it so difficult. Last Mother's Day, they were telling us, don't see mom, because especially if your mother was older, because the last thing you want to give mom for Mother's Day is COVID and kill her. Less concerned about that now. Hopefully mom's vaccinated and hopefully everybody else is too. But it's the most popular day to go out and eat. But restaurants are short-staffed. And
exactly.
Could that end up being just a frustrating experience?
Well, definitely. You know, there's actually some research that shows that the most popular day at restaurants, like you were just saying, is actually Mother's Day. Not Valentine's, not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day. And so usually restaurants do book up way in advance. Now, most restaurants still have social distancing guidelines, and so they're going to book up even more in advance. And so I think sometimes if you were a procrastinator and you're listening to this now and you're thinking, whoops, I did not make a reservation, well, think about an alternate plan instead of trying to squeeze yourself in last minute and stressing everybody out. You know, maybe you do cook at home this time, or you get it, you know, small budget and get a little catering at home, or just have some nice takeout, but put it out on nice plates. You know, honestly, I think if you have the kind of mom that just wants to be with the family, they probably don't care as much about going to a restaurant versus staying home and just being with everybody and actually being able to relax. And
yeah, as long as they don't have to do the cooking and the cleaning.
That's right. Yes. And if that's you, you got to tell that to your family too. Like, please, whatever you do, just nothing that involves work for me.
We're talking with Judy Ho, the host of the Supercharged Life podcast, a psychologist here joining us on WWL as we look ahead to Mother's Day this Sunday. What other questions should we ask the moms in our life, or should moms make sure to tell us ahead of Sunday to make sure that it is a great day for mom?
I think that it's important to know that sometimes it's great to have a get together, but it's also nice to have an end time. And I know a lot of people who get kind of nervous when people are just like, hey, we're going to come over at 9, and you have no idea when it's going to end and when you're going to have time to yourself, or maybe just do certain other things. And so I think it's important to ask if your mom wants to sort of have a little structure to the day. Like, do you want us to have come over for lunch, or come over for breakfast, and then have your evening alone? I've heard that a lot of people feel bad asking that. They feel like, well, that's not very hospitable to ask for an end time to a party. But actually, I think it is really helpful, because then you can make the most of your time together instead of like 8 hours in thinking, oh my gosh, when are these people going to leave? Is it rude if I start looking at my cell phone or go turn on the TV? So really just actually making the most of quality time that's structured. I also think that it's really helpful, even if your mom doesn't ask, to just do something that shows your appreciation. Some moms like appreciation with words. Some moms do like nice little tokens. But whatever it is, find a special way just to say thank you to the mothers in your life and not really expecting anything back. Sometimes people do these grand gestures for their mom and they're hoping to have a big reaction. And don't be disappointed if she does or doesn't. You know, you should do it because you love her from the bottom of your heart and you're just trying to show her some appreciation. And even if she doesn't express something back, don't be disappointed, because this is a day about your mom, after all, and not about you.
Talking with Judy Ho. When we come back, we'll talk about multi-generational moms and how is the best way to handle that. If you're a woman with children and your mother is still with us, or maybe your grandmother, so you've got multiple generations of moms, how do you make sure that everyone on that, all of those moms, feel special on Mother's Day? Should they all get their own time? Should everyone get together and each be recognized separately? We'll see what Judy suggests after this. And if you haven't done anything yet, made any plans, bought any gifts, what are some simple things you can do that probably will be a big hit with mom? 504-260-1870. We welcome your phone calls and your texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. 504-260-1870. What are you doing for mom this Mother's Day? And moms, what do you really want? Do you want a big family get together? Do you want to go out? Do you want to stay in? You want to get away from the family on Mother's Day and have time to yourself? Call us and text us now, 504-260-1870. One person texts us, says they're going to have a crawfish boil. Another says they're going horseback riding with the kids. What is your Mother's Day plan? Judy Ho is our special guest, clinical neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Judy, if you got a mom, a grandma, maybe a great-grandma all in one family, or you have siblings that have kids too, can moms be made to feel special if everyone gets together all at once to honor all the moms, or should everyone have their own kind of special time that they get honored on Mother's Day?
I think it's great when you can celebrate everything together so that it's not only low maintenance, but also you get that feeling of community. And so sometimes when people are on a budget, they're thinking, oh my gosh, do I have to get something for every single mother that's going to be in attendance? And you don't have to do that. I think that a good etiquette would be, you know, get something for your mother if you want to get a little present or a trinket for your mother and maybe your mother-in-law. But then if you have other mothers like siblings and cousins who are mothers, you can get them each a card, or you can just have a nice toast when you guys all get together and just say, this is to all the mothers in the room, and you can name them by name. So you don't have to actually be extravagant with all of your gifts, as long as you acknowledge that mothers are special and this is a day for you.
I know some try to balance, though. It's like, okay, I'm going to have lunch with my spouse and my children, and that's my Mother's Day. Then we're going to go to my mother's house. But then, you know, what if your spouse has a mother as well? And then there's grandmothers. Yeah, there's a lot of mothers involved. And anyway, you have mothers from separate families. What, you know, spouses, if both their mothers are still living, well, how do you balance that? How do you take care of both those moms and the mom, you know, in that generation?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, what you were saying is something that people do typically do, where maybe they spend one day with one you know, set of the family, and then another day with another set of the family. It doesn't always have to be right on Mother's Day. I think that can feel really overwhelming, like somehow you're doing this crazy tour where you're stopping over at everybody's house for 2 hours. I think it's just a little bit of pre-planning. You can say, listen, you know, we'll have Saturday afternoon, you know, hang time with this family. Then on Sunday morning, we'll go over here for brunch. And then Sunday evening, we'll be dinner at our house with another set of our family members. And so as long as you kind of have those things set up ahead of time, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And some people do get overwhelmed when you have to do everything all at once, or they feel like they have to squeeze it all into Sunday. We really do have the whole weekend, so use the whole weekend.
Yeah, mom deserves a whole weekend anyway. Dad gets a couple hours. Mom gets a whole weekend. That's a discussion for another day. For folks.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah, for folks who haven't bought anything yet or made any plans yet, do you have any suggestions for the procrastinators or those who maybe lack a little creativity? Maybe you can help them out with how they can do a good job of making sure mom feels special on Mother's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Aside from asking your mother what she wants, because actually people do appreciate that you ask her for their opinions and weigh in, I think most of the times they just want the acknowledgement. And so it doesn't have to be a gift. It doesn't have to be that you took them, you know, on the special dinner, but it's just that you call them that day and you make them feel special. You write a really thoughtful card. I know that sometimes people feel like, well, but I'm not really a card person. Well, there's something really meaningful about putting pen to paper, especially in our digital age, not just sending a text, like actually writing a nice card and putting nice sentiments in there, going somewhere to pick out the card. So even something like that, that's something that you can do even as late as Sunday morning. And if you don't get to actually see your mother in person, I know that people are so sick of doing anything virtual, but doing something fun virtually instead of just staring at each other on Zoom would be great. Like doing a shared activity, like, you know, setting up a game. There's a lot of free game websites where people can play family games. You can also just watch one of your favorite movies together, but have the Zoom on so you guys can comment and be like if you were in the room together. So just find some way to still connect and to take a little bit of time out of your day to say, you're special, and this is all about you. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm just here to be with you and to show you how much I love and appreciate you.
You know, I think that's a good point. Give mom at least an hour of phone-free time. Everyone put the phones down.
Yes.
Stop doing the texts and the apps and the this and the that and the social media. Give mom an hour of phone-free time and tell her, hey, mom, I get it. I know it annoys you when I'm constantly on my phone when we're together. So I'm going to put it away, and I'm not going to touch it for the next hour. Just let's just spend time together. That I love that suggestion. What about, though, a lot of moms are on Facebook. What about making a collage of photos of mom through the years, or you and mom through the years, and posting it with a really nice message so other people can go also comment, share, like, and love it, and those kinds of things?
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. And, you know, sometimes Facebook will even curate some of your photos for you. You know, you have phones where they can make a little photo album really quickly. So I think that that's a great idea. And it's really thoughtful as well. It doesn't cost any money. And again, it's really just about your thought and your time. And other people get to comment too, and they get to watch it over and over. And I know that moms really enjoy looking at those memories.
Yeah, you see, you tagged mom in something like that, and then there's an outpouring of love. And assuming your mom is on Facebook, of course, it doesn't do you any good if she's not, or any other social media app, whether it's Instagram or wherever it is that you want to post these things. If your mom's into that, that can be fantastic. Judy Ho, anything else as we get ready for this weekend's Mother's Day you want to share with our audience?
Well, definitely don't stress out too much, because sometimes when people get stressed and they spend all weekend trying to plan something really special, they're so stressed that they can't even enjoy it. And sometimes a little resentment might creep in. So just think about your mom's personality, what she appreciates, and also what you can handle so that you can make the most of your time and actually everybody enjoy this time together.
Yeah, I think a lot of moms, and we hear this a lot, all they really want is no drama. when you're together.
Yes.
Nobody get angry at each other. No hollering, no screaming, no fighting. Just everyone get along for a couple of hours and have a good time together.
Yes.
And even if there's something about, you know, your siblings or whatever that annoy you and they do something that you just angers you, you know, let it go. At least on Mother's Day, just let mom have a few hours without any of that drama.
That's right. Put it aside for a couple of hours. You can always squabble the next day, but let's give mom the respect she deserves.
Let's meet up at your house afterwards and have a chat about this. In the meantime, Mom, we're so happy. Thank you, Judy. We appreciate it. I hope you and all the mothers in your life have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Judy Ho here on WWL. Up next, we're going to check in with Chef Kev. It is a challenge this year with sudden demand.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.